I'll let you into a secret that I divulged to Andy by text last night at about midnight or not far off. I find all age worship difficult. Don't find it easy. I always want to just speak to the kids or just speak to the adults. But to do this thing in such a way that the kids are involved and the adults are involved is really hard, and I don't find it easy. So even as we come to start this, I'm hoping that you're praying for me and praying for the children and for yourselves too, that God will speak to you despite the fact that I'm out here trying to do something very inexpertly. I want to play a little game to start with, and I'm having a look and I see that actually we're pretty much unevenly divided, but we're going to see how you get on. I have some pictures, and there are pictures that are going to go up in the wall, and they're pictures of teams, team shirts, and I want you to try and tell me which team these shirts are representing. So this is going to be one side, and this is going to be the other side. And I don't want anyone to shout out. You can stay there, Ben. Ben, you're all right, mate. Stay where you are, okay? Even though he's not out the front, I want you to understand that Ben is the captain of your team. And over here, Grace is the captain of your team. Right.
That's not
fair. Shall we? Sit down, please. Right. So, just waiting for quiet before we carry on. Can we have the first team shirt up on the board, please? And the first team is this one. They're going to go first. So, does anyone know who is this? Don't listen to what they said. Who is it? Man United. Well done. So we have 1 point for them. Shall we have the second shirt for this side? So over here, oh, do you know? Go on then, Chelsea. Did he tell you? One each. Okay, third one. See, it might not be football. It might be a different sport. Over here. Over here. Scotland what? Oh, yes. Right. Andy comes to... Did you know? No. Oh, just as well he answered then, isn't it? Next one. Ah, so I've got to look this up because I don't know. Actually, I should do because it's a team my son supports. Micah, do you know? Oh, yes. Another one. Well done. So now over here, who could this possibly be? Does anyone know? The picture in the circle? It's. You mean, is it? This is the mighty Spurs. So, one more. No, there's more than one. Who's this then?
Oh, I know. New Zealand rugby.
Oh, you know, he's really good, isn't he? You've known everyone, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so now here's the problem. Where are the Americans when you need them? I spent ages on the internet yesterday trying to find something just for Jody, and he's not here. You know, 1 week you get five and then four, and the next you get none. It's like buses. So we're in real trouble now, because this, can anybody guess what sport we're talking about? American football, yes. And think about where he comes from. So a bit shorter. Not just South. Carolina. And we are talking about... Sorry?
It's going to be some animal name.
Yes. And it's black. No, what?
Carolina Panthers.
See, she knows everything. Carolina. And the last one. What's the last one?
Oh, yes.
Who is it?
Northern
Ireland. No, it's Yeovil Town. Oh. The mighty Yeovil Town, my team. So, how did you know that? Yeah, that's me and him. So, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we are... Oh, I've got to wait until we get some quiet. We are talking today about being part of a team. So, having done a game, we're now going to do a memory verse. This will all make sense as we go on. And to do my memory verse, I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need some help from Sherry. And I'm going to need some help. Don't worry. And I'm going to need some help from Jenny, please. All you've got to do is to help the children do what I want them to do. This memory verse is at great expense. Because I went yesterday to Tesco and I bought some t-shirts. We've been looking at team shirts and now I've got some team shirts for our church. I would like you, Jacob, I would like you. That's two. And I would like Megan. And we need some more boys. Yeah, Benjamin, come on. I'm saving you for something, Joel, don't worry. I would like Grace. You're going to come and help us, Isabel? Come on then. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right, I have here 6 t-shirts. There are some little ones, some medium ones, and some big ones. And I'd like you to help them put them on. Can you make sure that people don't see the words on the back?
I'll have an 8 to 9 fit.
Put them on so that the words are at the back. Okay, so we are going to do a little memory verse. Everybody is going to put on a t-shirt. Just need to help them get them on. And the way we're going to do it is this. Everybody needs to listen. We're going to get them in any order. And then you're going to come and put them in the right order, aren't you? And then we are going to take one away at a time and try and remember the verse. Yeah. Benjamin, hang on. You've got a hanger on, darling. Don't pull it off. Don't touch it. It'll come off.
I didn't know the hanger was inside.
There we are, mate.
You can,
put it on there.
I thought it was making it safer and taking the hangers off before okay. We put these on.
Oh, well done. Right. In any old order next to one another, come and stand over here, my darling. Come and stand next to her. Come and stand next to her. Isabella, come and stand here for me, please. Benjamin, come and stand over here. Jacob, big man, come and stand down here. Right, come and help us, please. Right. So all you got to do is move them around until they're in the right order. On the back. Right. Come. Just turn them round so that in the right order and put them in the right order.
Can you see your word?
Okay. Right, now turn them round one at a time, anywhere you want, so the back is to the congregation. I think they're very well done, you got them in the right order. One, which one's going to go next? Yeah, if you like. Yeah? Okay. Good. Benjamin, jump up there, mate. Holly, jump up there. Well done. Who are you going to turn around next? Come on in, Jacob. Up on the top.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Turn around so they can see your the
what?
Words.
That's not fair. Can you
Megan,
see my number?
Jump up. Yep.
No.
Well done.
Move
over there. And you two swap places. Well done. Excellent. Come over here, Isabella. There. Right. Thank you very much. Excellent. So here's our memory verse. So let's just see what they say. Be holy because I am holy. Leviticus Chapter 11, verse 45. Let's say it together. Be holy because I am holy. Leviticus 11, verse 45. Well done. Now we're going to have to take somebody away. So, James, choose somebody to take away for me. I'm not getting the blame for this. Yeah. Grace. Okay. Go back to your mum and get your mum to take the safety pin off for you. So let's see if we can do that then. Be holy because I am
holy.
Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45. And now I'm going to ask Helen, who are you going to take away now? Actually, leave it on her back. I'll use her again in a minute. Helen, who should we take away? Isabella. Jump down, darling.
I'll go away then.
No, you stay there. What? Go back to your mum. You can take that one off.
You have to see.
Right, here we go. Turn round. No, turn round. Be holy because I am Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45. Right, Alan. Alan at the back. Who are we going to take away next? Oh, Jacob. So that's a difficult one to remember now.
You've only got one kid now, Dad.
Be holy because I am holy. Leviticus 11, verse 45. Why do I keep forgetting to say chapter? Brian, who are we going to take away next? Because. That's you. Off you go. Be holy because I am holy. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45. So, Noah, who are we going to take away next? Benjamin. Here we go then. Be holy because I am holy. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45. Who are we going to get rid of this time then? What do you reckon?
Me.
Yes, jump down. Be holy because I am holy. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 45. We'll do it once more with Grace here. Just Grace. Jump up there. Yes. Be holy because I am Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45. Absolutely brilliant. And you may well wonder why I did that verse when our reading this morning, which I'm going to do now, comes from Exodus, but you'll see. Thank you very much. Yes. Okay, yeah, go on, give him a clap. Well done. I want to read to you from the book of Exodus. We're going to start in chapter 19 and read a few verses from there and then jump across to chapter 20. If somebody could be really, really kind and get me a drop of water, I'd be ever so grateful. One of the grown-ups? Thanks, Naomi. So here we go. First verse of chapter 19 of the book of Exodus. On the third new moon, after the people of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. They set out from Rephidim and came into the wilderness of Sinai, and they encamped in the wilderness. Israel encamped before the mountain, while Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel." So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. All the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear what I speak with you and may also believe you forever." Thanks, Naomi. We'll skip over now to chapter 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. And you shall not make for yourselves a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that is your neighbor's. Now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountains smoking, the people were afraid and trembled. And they stood far off and said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us, lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin." The people stood far off while Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. God will bless his word to us. So, a rather odd start to a service, and if you're not used to our all-age worship, or our learning together, as we call it, then you're probably wondering what on earth is going on. But it will hopefully make sense as we talk. At the very beginning, we talked about team shirts, and how we knew which team people supported. And in a way, we were trying to say that we can know who people support or play for by the shirts that they wear. And then we did the memory verse, which said, "Be holy because I am holy," Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45. And we left one word there at the end, and the word was holy. And what I'm trying to say to you here is that this chapter tells us that we're all members of a team. We're members of God's team, and if we were going to say that our team has got rules, that we have got an identity, it's simple. And it's that God's team needs to be a holy team. God's name, what does this word holy mean? But God's team needs to be different and dedicated to God. That's what holy means. Lots of people don't understand. Lots of people think that holy simply means that you go around with your hands together all day keeping loads of rules. But actually, it's far more than that. Holy means dedicated to God and different from all those things and people who are not dedicated to God. Set aside for a relationship with God. That's our team, ladies and gentlemen. The team captain is holy, and so he asks those who are in the team, us, to be holy too. So, here's a question. How can we show that we are members of God's team? When those people out there see us coming into the church or see us going out, or come upon us on a Wednesday morning if we're in the town centre, how do people know that we're members of God's team? I'm a Spurs supporter and a Yeovil Town supporter. And if I wanted, sublime to the ridiculous, but if I wanted people to know that I was a Spurs supporter, then I'd wear the Spurs shirt. My grandson wears Swansea shirt, and I'd make it obvious to everybody, and I wouldn't be ashamed of it. I'd be proud of it. Look, I'm a supporter of the Spurs team. There's not a lot of point, as we've already found out, of me wearing a Yeovil Town shirt around Pontypool, because the only person who'll know which team I'm in is him. Nobody else will have any understanding at all. But let's take this. If I'm going to be identified as a member of Spurs team supporters, then I'll wear that shirt. But if I'm going to identify myself as a member of God's team, then God wants me to be holy. God wants me to keep the team rules, if you like. And we've been through what those rules were. I'll speak to you in a minute. We've been through what those rules were, and there were 10 of them. They're split up differently. Jewish people say the 10 are this way, and Roman Catholics say the 10 are this way. They just split them up in different ways. But the Protestant church through the years has had the 10 clearly delineated in one particular way. Now, to the children again, I want you to shout out one of the rules that God gives, one of the team rules for his people, the 10 commandments. One. See, look at that. You're not supposed to cheat in this team. You shall not murder. Good answer. I'll tick it off. Yeah. So, being a member of God's team means that you're holy. One of the things that is being set out here is you don't murder. Yes, sir. Give me one. Brilliant. I am the Lord your God. No other gods but me. Tick it off. Yes. Number one. We've had number one and we've had number six. Do you know one? Don't lie. Don't lie. Brilliant. See, it says Do not bear false witness. But you're right. That means don't lie. That's difficult, isn't it? Do we find that difficult sometimes? Yeah. Go on then. You're not supposed to say that with that expression on your face. Honour your father and I keep treading on somebody's shirt.
It's not cheating.
No, it's not cheating, really. I was only teasing my friend Holly. So honour your father and mother, yes. Would you, can you guess which number that is?
I know.
Go on.
Is it in
verse 12? Which one?
Five.
Well done. Excellent. And can anybody tell me another one? Yes. Do not steal. Just trying to think, where did I get this pen from? Right. Do not steal. Yeah. Excellent. Can anybody give me another one? Yeah. Sorry.
Four.
You're thinking.
Number four.
We've had that one. Holly. You should not covet. What does that mean? Any idea? Do any of the children know what covet means?
Yeah.
What's it mean?
It means I'm covet over my property.
Covet, not cover. It's my English accent. I know it is. Grace. Do not commit adultery. Covet means don't be really, really jealous. So if he's got, what team do you support? So if he's got a Chelsea shirt, it means that you don't spend all day going around thinking, I really want his shirt.
I do want a Chelsea.
You've got one as well. Okay.
I've got Wales, and I've got Wales.
Well done. Okay. So I got that one. We've got one, two, three. We've got four more. Go on.
Do not be jealous.
Yes. Do not covet. It means the same thing. Well done. Yes, excellent. Don't take God's name in vain. Yes, Megan.
Remember the Sabbath
day. Brilliant. So, got no graven images, which is half of what was said at the back. And we've got, I think that's all of them now.
No.
Ever so. You've got another one. Do you know the trouble is, you see, for Jewish people, they've taken these 10 rules and they've built them up into a whole raft of 613 rules, which is very difficult to keep. But for those of us who want to be part of God's team, these are the 10 rules that God gave us. So that's easy then, isn't it? If you want to be on God's team, do all of that stuff and you're in the team. It's very, very simple. If you hit the target, then you're in the team. And I'll talk to you in a minute. If you're in the team, then all you've got to do is keep the Ten Commandments. And then you'll be holy. And then something very special happens. I read it, and you probably didn't even notice. In Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5, it says, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, if you'll keep the rules, the team rules, if you will be holy, you shall be my treasured possession. Word means special treasure among all the nations. So this is really, really important. God's given us rules. If we keep the rules, we will be his special treasure. And that is wonderful. And it's a great thing that God bothers to give us rules to keep. Do you know, when I was a kid, I don't know about you, Noah, you probably feel the same way as I do. When I was a kid, I used to think rules were really boring. Do you? Yeah. And I used to think, why keep on with all these rules? In school, there's rules saying do not run. And the rest of us, we grown-ups, sometimes rules just seem to be there to get in the way and stop us enjoying ourselves. There's times when I thought that maybe the head teacher of the school that I used to go to locked himself away in his office and spent all day, every day, with a piece of paper or probably a flip chart and a pen, writing down all the rules he could come up with that would make my life miserable. It's true. And then when I was about his age and I was at home, I used to imagine my mum and dad every night going up to bed with a notebook and a pen thinking, how can I make Pete's life miserable tomorrow? I'm going to give him this rule and this rule and this rule. And some people grow up and that's how they think of God. God spends all his time thinking, how can I ruin the lives of those people? But actually, that's completely the wrong way of looking at it. God gives us rules. Your head teacher gives you rules. Your mum and dad give you rules because they love you. Because they don't want you to be in danger. Because they don't want you to get hurt. Because they want your life to work better. The fact that God gave his people 10 commandments all those years ago is the clearest of signs that he really, really loved them. Because he really wanted them to be his special treasure. And that's what God wants everybody in this room to be. He wants you and I to be his special treasure. And all we've got to be, and all we've got to do in order to be his special treasure seems to be keep the rules. Be holy. Wear the team shirt. Live it. Be holy. It's ever so straightforward. Simples, as perhaps a meerkat might say. However, it's much, much more difficult than that. The Jews found it impossible to keep those rules all those years ago, and they had to do all sorts of extravagant stuff to gain forgiveness from all the wrongdoings that they committed. So let me show you how this works out. Joel, I need you, please. Wait, stand over there, mate, please. I want you to look after this. So here's the thing. You can be in my team if you keep the rules. Okay? Here's the rule. You have to throw the ball underhand, not like that, and you have to gently throw it through that ring. He kept the rules. He's in my team. And on this occasion, it was really easy to keep the rules, wasn't it? Not difficult at all. Okay. You know what the rules are? Very good. So you're still keeping the rules. You're still in the team. You can still put on the back of your shirt in Pete's team. Right, okay. Oh, dear. It's no good. He can't be in my team. He broke the rules. Have one more go, mate. Nah. You can't keep the rules, mate. I'm ever so sorry. You can't be in my team. Go back with your dad again. Off you go. Because you see, when God gave us the rules, the Ten Commandments, in order to be in his team, you had to keep all the rules all the time. That's hard, isn't it? That's not me, is it? I went to a concert a while ago and the phone went off and the singer got really, really cross. And then he realised it was his own phone. So you have to keep all the rules all the time. All of us find it easy to keep some of the rules some of the time. But when it comes to being holy, God said to those people all those years ago, here's my rules, you have to keep them all the time. And you have to keep all the rules. And he said, if you can, you can be my special treasure. And all the people said, everything you said, we'll do. And don't we respond to that so often? Yeah, of course we'll do that. We'll do it. But then when it comes to actually doing it, it's much harder. So if you want to be in God's team, you have to keep all the rules all the time. And now it gets really difficult. Because you see, we talk about sin sometimes. Do you know what sin means? Let me tell you. It's a word that comes from archery. Where's Tina when you need her? It's a word that comes from archery. And it means to miss the target. That's what it means. And the target, yes, it does. The target is keep the rules all the time, all the rules. And we can't do it. We can't do it. So does that mean that we can't be in God's team because we can't be holy because we can't keep all the rules all the time? And there's nobody in this room, not one who can keep all the rules all the time. It's not possible. So does that mean we can never belong to God? We can never be in his team. We can never be holy. And the answer, of course, is we need help. We need help because we can't do it. So how can God help us? What can God do? What could God do for us when we couldn't be holy and we couldn't stop missing the mark? What could God do for us so that we could be part of his team despite the fact that we keep letting him down? What's the answer? I feel like Paul Hollingwood, I do, honestly. Well done. What God did was this. He sent his son to be part of our team, to be part of humanity, to look just like a human being and to be a real human being in every sense of the word. God sent his son to be part of our team. And you know what? He kept all the rules. Every single one of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Every moment of every day, of every month, of every year, of the whole of his life. And he never once broke the rules. So really and truly, he's the only one who can wear the shirt that says holy. Nobody else can, only him. And the wonderful thing is that because he did that, then we can become part of God's team. Not because we can be good enough, not because we can keep the rules, not because we're clever, not because we're rich, none of those things. We can only be part of God's team because Christ, the Son of God, became part of our team, became a human being. And when we say to God, I'm sorry I've broken the rules. I really mean it. I'm so sorry I broke the rules. And I want Jesus, the only one with the right to wear the shirt that says holy, to come into our life and take away all of those sins, all of those times when we've missed the mark. If we do that, then he comes into our life, takes away all our sins, and gives us the right to wear the shirt, clothed in his righteousness, the shirt that says holy. And my question to you simply is, have you ever done that? And if you haven't, you should consider it. You should think it through. If you want to be part of God's team, you can never, ever be holy enough. But Jesus has done it for you. Can forgive your sins, can clothe you in his righteousness. And then you can be part of his team because you've been picked, because you've been chosen to be in that team. Let's just say a prayer together and you can talk to me afterwards, okay? Love? Father God, I thank you that you have called us. You have given us the opportunity to be part of your team, to be your sons and daughters, more than just a team, but part of your family with the right to call you Father. And I just pray for everyone in this room this morning, from the youngest to the oldest, that they will consider whose team they're on, that they will want to wear the shirt that identifies us as holy, not because of what we've done, but because of what Christ did. Father God, I pray that you will save, that you will change, that you will consecrate every person in this room. In Jesus' name, amen.